everyone. It's Uncle Odd. Uncle V. Uncle Vigilante. Todd. I don't care what you call me. But I'm glad you're here. And I think I'm gonna name this one, "If You're a Newbie, Start Here." Because what I want to share with you today is that if you are, especially if you're, 50 to 70 years old, if you're kind of an older person like me that might have some investments, you might have an IRA that's built up, or a Roth, 401k, I'm super excited about the path I'm going down, and I just want to be able to unveil that here really, really soon, because I'm getting mine set up, my LLC IRA set up, and I'm learning more and more every day, and the more I do, the more excited I get. And when I think about this crypto class in general, geez, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Our next 5 years, I think, to where if you play this right, I think we can literally live off of staking our coins in the future. Again, I will unpack this. If you continue to follow this channel, smash that like button down there and subscribe, and you'll go on this journey with me. For those of you who are brand new and don't know me, the reason why I'm Uncle Odd is not to try to be clever. It's just a family name. I had a nephew who couldn't enunciate Todd, so he couldn't say Uncle Todd, but he called me Uncle Odd, and it cracked us all up. And so now in my family, I am called Uncle Odd, and I wear that title with pride. And I often joke that Uncle Odd is most comfortable at Thanksgiving at the little kids' table, because the little kids, they're fun. They aren't so serious. Usually they're way more open-minded, and I usually learn a lot more from them than the adults. I could probably have a cryptocurrency discussion with them, and they'd get it. You know what I mean? They don't have years and years and years of plaque built up in their brains. They're just there to learn. And I hope you're here to learn, because I am. It is what? It is mid-March. And I've only been in this since the second week of January. So I'm a newbie like you, except I tend to, I'm a hobby guy. I'm a project guy. And so I tend to, when I get involved with something, I go all out and almost in a manic way. And I have been doing that with cryptocurrency. And for me, what's most important, because it's very, very complicated, seemingly so, especially at the beginning, and if you're new to this asset class, you know what I'm saying. It's overwhelming. It's like drinking from a fire hose. Do that, and you remain thirsty. Now, you're watching this. I go on a daily walk every day. I call it my cigar walk. And sometimes I record and post it. And it's kind of whatever's on my mind that day. And mostly tilted towards cryptocurrency, but it's not always going to be that way. There's other subjects that interest me that may or may not interest you. The beautiful thing is you don't have to watch. Or you can watch every word. But I enjoy a cigar every day. Just one. I used to enjoy lots of alcohol every day. Then I got to 252 pounds and woke up in my recliner one day, and I pissed my recliner because I drank so much vodka the night before. That was a Sunday, and I'd been drinking vodka all day watching football. And I realized my drinking career was over because I had to get it before it got me. Alcoholism runs in my family, and I just decided to take back my life. And those of you who are haunted by that daily compulsion to just say fuck it and give in and take that next first drink, you know that one drink isn't enough, and one is too many and 10 isn't enough. At least that's my experience. So I stopped drinking. Yeah, I'm one of those AA guys, and I'm a grateful alcoholic, recovering alcoholic, I should say. I'm going on about a year now. I'll be picking up my year chip soon. And guess what? I'm not 252 anymore. 197. How about that? How about them apples? So I keep this as my, gotta have some one vice, right? I don't inhale. I don't know how anyone could inhale a cigar. But this is my daily cigar walk, and I am really happy you're here with me. And what I want to do, if you're new, and if you're not new, follow this advice that I'm going to tell you right now. Do it right after you watch this, immediately. Don't mess around. Don't worry about the price. Just do what I say. If you're Amazon Prime member, which I presume you are, because I think everybody on the planet is, then you can download the Audible app. And I think you can get a monthly subscription for maybe $15 to where, or maybe 30, I can't remember, to where that gives you one free audiobook per month. And then you can buy other audiobooks and go for a walk yourself. Get off your ass. Get off your ass and move. I don't run. I do go to the gym and push around weight. But I really attribute my weight loss to doing what I'm doing now. Walking at the speed I'm walking. This one guy calls it snake walking. Just plodding along. I usually get over 10,000 steps a day. Sometimes I've gone up to 20,000 steps. But bottom line, if I get around 10,000 steps, I can eat pretty freely and keep my weight off. But it just fell off in the beginning when I stopped drinking and just started, trying to be responsible with my eating, not eat shit, not eat candy bars, cookies, cake. Just eat, I like the keto diet, but I'm not a keto only guy. But I like to wake up and I'll have bacon and eggs in the morning, almost every morning. I love bacon and eggs. And I don't care what they say, bacon is actually good for you. Now, if you disagree with that, I don't care. All I know is it works for me. It gives me that protein and combination of fats that actually your body can work with. And it helps get you into ketosis, to where you start feeding off of your own body instead of the carbs that you push in your body. So I try to eat as few carbs as possible, but I'm not a saint when it comes to that. So it's like, if you think long term, whether it's weight loss or investing in cryptocurrency, if you approach it to where it is not get rich quick, or it's not lose the weight tomorrow, if you just think, man, I want to have a healthy lifestyle, and I'm not going to put the pressure on myself to lose it all at once. It took me a long time to get up to 252. I knew it was going to take me a long time to shed that weight. But it comes off. And man, you just feel so much better. So I encourage that. But back to Audible. What I want you to do is I want you to go and I want you to download the book. I'm going to stop and look you in the eye and say this. But I want you to download the book, Bitcoin. Hard Money You Can't Fuck With. I love that title. It was written by Jason Williams. He was founder of a company called FastMed. And it would be my sincere pleasure at some time, if any of you know Jason, to have him on the show. And because I tell you what, to me, this book that I've been listening to is life-changing. It really is. Because he has articulated Bitcoin and this world of cryptocurrency in exactly the way that I need it to be articulated. So you bring the cookies down from the top shelf down to a shelf that even I can comprehend it. And I love that. So Jason, full props to you on that. I love you, man. I really want to talk with you. So any of you who follow Jason, send him a link to this video and tell him that Uncle V gave him a shout out. It is just an amazing book, and that's just your homework, man. If you don't do it, then it's your loss. It is sincerely your loss. I love listening to books. I just, you know, I'm not a good reader. I am a good reader, don't get me wrong. I can read just fine. It's just, I am so impatient that sitting down, reading a book feels like a waste of time to me. And so I prefer to walk while I learn. So what's wrong with that model? Lose weight while you're learning. But please get that book, listen to it. I will tell you, I have ADD a bit, to where I've never been that guy who can watch a movie twice, read a book twice. I just, once I know the story and the ending, it's like, why would I watch it again? I know there's tons of people that can watch the same movie 100 times and enjoy it more and more each time. That's not me. No way. But I'm telling you, I'm on my third listen of Bitcoin, Hard Money You Can't Fuck With. Now, once you listen to that, you're going to realize that you can simplify and clarify diving into the crypto pool. Because if you just take away all of the complicated bullshit and you just initially focus on get some damn Bitcoin. Figure out how to get your money from your bank account onto an exchange like Coinbase Pro, Kraken Pro. Don't do Coinbase. Do Coinbase Pro. Because that's the actual exchange and the fees are reasonable. The Coinbase, they just charge you up the wazoo. Totally unnecessary. Get a Trezor wallet or a Ledger hardware wallet. And when you buy your cryptocurrency, you want to figure out how to be able to. What I do is I have an Exodus wallet on my dedicated computer. I dedicate a computer that has Kaspersky software on it to make sure I don't have any malware on there, because there are a lot of evil people out there that you can click on something innocent and not know that they've downloaded, you know, key tracking. So as you're writing your passwords, they can track it. And then ultimately, they'll rob you. So Kaspersky is an investment, not an expense. make sure you have that and keep it on a dedicated computer, because when you're done transacting with your cryptocurrency and getting it to your Exodus wallet and then syncing it with your Trezor, Trezor T is the one that you want, because it'll hold more coins, a more diverse set of coins. Then you shut your damn computer off. Your Trezor is offline. And another little hint from Heloise, you'll find that you have keywords that are the most important thing in your life if you're going to get into this asset class. And these are usually anywhere from 12 to 25 words that are random that the wallets create for you, and you have to write them down. And if you write them down, paper can burn up, right? So imagine you have a fire in your house. So go on Amazon and get some of these bags that are fireproof, and you put your written words in that bag, and then you take it a step further. I just ordered, and I can't wait to get it, but I just ordered this tool that allows you to be able to engrave steel. And you can get these steel plates, not that expensive, to where when you have that engraving tool and the steel plates, and then you have this these templates that have all of the alphanumeric templates. So let's say your first keyword is doggy. So you'd be able to, with your tool, go to that steel plate, put your template on there, and engrave, using your tool, doggy as your first word. Then you keep a space, and you do your second word, and so on. And the first thing you should do before you engrave anything is engrave what it is. So it may be a treasure that's dedicated to your personal stack of coins. But then, if you follow my counsel, and you start getting involved and you liquidate your 401k, your Roth IRA, and you get it set up in an LLC IRA, then you can control your own destiny, be your own bank, control your own checkbook, and I'll teach you how to do that. But then now you can invest your 401k into crypto, and you have to set up an LLC, and you have to set up a bank account once you have the LLC established. Then there's a company that I now am in process of getting everything set up. I'm talking to the CEO, a couple times a week, and I'll have him on the show. But great company. So it costs like $2,000 to set up the LLC IRA. They manage everything. And you can pay for that $2,000 out of the funds you roll over into the LLC. So you don't even miss it. And then they have their own trading desk to where they can trade for you. And this is going a little next level, but just trust me on this. I'll unpack it further. But if you're gonna start trading yourself, which you can, and not use their desk, what you have to do is, you kind of like with Coinbase Pro, you can't just go in and say, oh, I have $100,000 and I want to put it all in Bitcoin. They make you do it a little bit at a time. So with this service, they take a fee, but again, I look at that as an investment, not an expense, because they make everything so damned easy for you, and they'll do it right, and it's kid tested, uncle approved, so to speak. So, again, I'll go into all of that. This is just kind of an intro right now to hopefully get you damned excited about this asset class. I could not be more excited. And what I want to do is just encourage you to stop, take a deep breath, know that while crypto is hard, it doesn't have to be hard. We can take it slow and steady, and you don't have to do everything that ultimately you will do right away. This is about just being comfortable and getting in the game. Get off the sidelines, because I will tell you, once you listen to this book, you will realize that with the money printing that is going on, the amount of inflation that is going to occur, I mean, it's already happening now, but I will tell you, so let's just use $100. Let's say you have $100 of cash that I call toxic paper now, that's in your bank, and you just want to hold it there. First of all, none of us are getting any interest off of that anymore. That's just fantasy. I'm going to turn around, let you see this beautiful, beautiful lake that I like to walk to. But that $100, you keep it in the bank, and with all of this money printing, what's going to happen is that $100 in a year, just go through this thought experiment. Every year, take out 15%. So take out $15, light it on fire. Poof, gone. Burn it. That is the value that you've lost by just holding your cash. Next year, 15%. It's not $15, it's what, $12.75, I think. Guess what? Burn the $12. Take that three-quarters, throw them in a lake like that. And because those hold no value, you can't even make a wish with those bad boys. Whoever created this universe has set it up to where you can't even make a wish with those three quarters. And then the next year, same thing. So bottom line is, you keep your money in the bank, every year it is going to devalue. You are going to, you aren't going to be able to buy as much in 5 years as you could right now. And you know that. You're not stupid. With this cryptocurrency and this asset class, and if you start thinking and speaking in the language of Bitcoin, you realize there'll come a point in time to where you'll think, why in the hell is anyone selling me any Bitcoin? Why would anyone sell their Bitcoin? Well, there are some reasons, but I'm telling you, any Bitcoin I buy, I'm never selling it. But I am going to hold back some dry powder cash to be able to play with some altcoins. But you don't have to worry about that right now. Don't worry about that right now. All I want you to do is get in the game, okay? I want you to go to Coinbase Pro, and my experience as a newbie is, And being in a lot of discussions on Telegram, etc., is I just realized that there's such a giant void out there. There are all of the newbies like us. Everybody who's been in it, they just speak way over our heads. And so what happens is you just end up getting, you kind of freeze and you don't do anything. And that is going to be very expensive for you, doing nothing. So whenever you think about the investment to get in, whether it's a Trezor or the little Dremel to be able to protect your keywords in the steel, or any kind of an exchange fee, that you don't look at it as an expense. Look at it as an investment. Because the amount that this crypto class is going to appreciate over the next years, you aren't going to miss one penny of anything you invested in, because it is going to grow and it will not deflate like your currency, your cash is in the bank, your toxic cash is in the bank. So do me the favor, just get a Trezor T or a Ledger. I don't have a Ledger. I mean, a Ledger. I know a lot of people do. I have the Trezor T, and I love it. I absolutely love it. So for me, it's easy. So I like to just be told what to do. So if I started from the beginning and I didn't know shit, I still don't know shit because there's so much to learn, but we can simplify it to get in the game. So just get a Trezor T off of Amazon or Trezor.io, and which is ordering it right from the source. You want to make sure you order your Trezor from someone approved on Amazon. Don't order it from somebody who might be giving you a deal, because I think they can screw with the Trezors. But don't worry about that. But get however much you can afford. And don't, when you hear crypto, the Bitcoin's trading at $55,000, doesn't mean you have to spend $55,000 to get in the game. You can buy $100 worth of Bitcoin. That's the bit part, the bit. You can buy a little bit of the coin. It's magic. And just go on Coinbase Pro, buy however much you're comfortable with, and then get it off the exchange as soon as possible. You don't want to leave your money, your coins, on an exchange, because they can be hacked and they will be hacked at some point. You want to get them to your cold storage wallet, your Trezor T. The way I do it is I send it from Coinbase Pro to my Exodus desktop wallet on my dedicated computer. I don't use that for email or surfing the web or doing any of that stuff. No way. Because I'm going to protect myself. Because there are a lot of hackers out there. And by the way, if there's ever any scumbag bastard who is trying to promote anything in the discussion below, and forget it. I'll never do that. I will try to delete any of those that I see, but some may slip through. But just know, just don't fall for anything in any discussion. They're all scams. So again, we're going to keep it simple. Just get some Bitcoin, get it onto your Trezor. If you need some help, go through Exodus, sync it up with your Exodus up with your Trezor, and you're in the game. Okay? And then next month, when you have a little extra cash, do the same thing. And start investigating and doing your research. There's so much content on YouTube, so many channels you can follow. But beware of the ones that just are like, oh, this is going to go to the moon. You got to buy right now. Buy, buy, buy. You know, that will just make you freeze. Don't do that. Just hang in there with me, okay? As I learn, you'll learn. And anything that I promote, ultimately, any links that I provide, I will tell you, they're kid tested, uncle approved. Okay? I'm just fine financially. I'm not looking to generate income off of you. I just want to share my learnings and point you in the right direction. So just know that. I'm not that guy. And I think over time, you guys will come to trust that. And I'm going to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. For example, I'm part of a service called Moonstream, which I love, which once a month, they recommend a coin or two to buy. And these are the ones that they've done a ton of research on that are off-grid, if you will, that this Mike Newton... he has a track record of 55 out of 56 coins. He had one coin that went to zero. The other ones all made money. That's what I love, just being told what to do. So the coin that he offered the beginning of last month was a coin called Haven, which you can, if you're in the U.S., you can only get on Bittrex. So that was new to me. I had to set up an account with Bittrex. I bought the Haven. And then you have to download to your computer a Haven wallet. That's new, right? Kind of scary. but I did it. And then I took my coins that I bought and I sent them to my desktop wallet, which does not sync with the Trezor. So that's why you want to have a dedicated computer that you shut off. You don't leave it on. You shut it off. So when it is not connected to the internet, nobody can come in and hack anything. Well, when I transferred it from Bittrex to my Haven wallet, I went through the process and the wallet popped up. I saw it there and I'll be damned. My transaction was just kept saying that the coins were pending. So I freaked out. I went in, I asked in the discussion, they told me the password that I saved, it wouldn't accept my password, so I had to restore the wallet using my keywords. That's why the keywords are so important. And then what I realized is once I reestablished it, it takes the wallet like hours to be able to download the whole blockchain of Haven. And only after it did my coins show up. So I went through 24-hour period of kind of, you know, pants meet shit. I shit my pants. That was uncomfortable. But I did it. I did it. They're there. They're protected. And this is probably a coin that's just going to ultimately skyrocket. But I share that not to share with you the inside tip of the coins that, because I'm part of this service, I'm sharing it as an example of what you can expect when you start working with other altcoins. But it doesn't have to be scary. You just have to take your time and you don't have to drink from a fire hose. That's my message to you for us newbies, and especially us that may be a little bit older, who have been used to just investing in the stock market. You're just never going to get the appreciation there. And when you listen to that book, Bitcoin, Hard Money You Can't Fuck With, you'll start realizing why it's mission critical to get into this asset class now. So that's it. If I turn around, the sun is going to be behind me, and that's not going to be good video. So I'm just going to hang it up right now. But I want to welcome you to the channel. And if you have any friends, family members, colleagues, whatever, please send a link to them to this video right here. And let's just get a Uncle V community going of newbies. We're in it together, man. We're in it together. And we'll learn together. And hopefully we'll all become, you know, more financially secure together. That's my value add. Keep in mind, at the end, I have a disclosure that basically says I don't know shit. So don't take anything I say as investment advice. I'm just sharing my journey with you. I hope you appreciate it. And, man, I love you. I love going on these walks. I love talking with you and sharing. And I hope you come and join me for the ride. All right, everyone. Cheers.
Greetings. Greetings. Used to be named Uncle Odd, but now I'm known as Uncle Vigilante. And as you can see by the fact I'm wearing a gold chain with a Bitcoin on it, I'm kind of a big deal. Yeah, I'm a big deal. But there is one thing that my 43 attorneys that I just hired told me that I needed to say, which is a disclaimer. Don't take any of my advice. Don't take anything that I say on this show or any of my guests as sage counsel. Why? Why? Because I don't know shit.